We're going to take the handcuffs off of law enforcement. We're going to put them on the bad guy. Illegal is not a race. It's a crime. You stop somebody and they have no ID, you investigate who they are. Before you let them go, you got to know who they are, that they have a driver's license. It's no different. You know, this is amazing to me. We trust officers. We put guns on them. They make life and death decisions every day. They do investigated crime. They investigate capital crimes. They investigate sophisticated crime. But we're afraid they're going to pick up the phone and call ICE. 90% of the time, it's a phone call to ICE if they have reason to believe they're in the country illegally. It's outrageous that we continue to have the anarchists, the open border, while Phoenix have 50% of the homicides in Phoenix are committed by illegal aliens. Phoenix is number two in the world in kidnappings. It's a crime problem, and they're taking jobs from Americans, billions of dollars in costs. We spent $1 billion in Arizona just to educate the children of illegal aliens. It's a constitutional right of the citizens of this country to expect their laws to be enforced. We're going to enforce them.
Absolutely. I think this bill represents the most dangerous precedent in this country, violating all of our due process rights. We have not seen this kind of legislation since the Jim Crow laws and targeting our communities. It is the single most largest attack on our communities. And Mr. Pierce is absolutely wrong. Immigrants have done nothing but contribute to this society, especially to the economy of Arizona. And for him to pose this, stopping all of us who are brown skin, legalizing racial profiling as the number one law enforcement technique, when all of the studies show that undocumented immigrants have a net gain to our economy, our culture, and our fight for human rights. The federal government has refused to deal with immigration with the phenomenon that it is. It is a social, economic, political phenomenon. It is not a law enforcement phenomenon. It is not a national security issue. It is an issue of root cause. Why don't we address NAFTA and the fact that they have displaced 6 million farm workers? What do we expect them to do? And Arizona was purposely created to be the funnel for immigrant flow. That is precisely why Phoenix has the number of immigrants and the underground bad guys, if you will, have been created precisely because of our immigration policies. And so Mr. Pierce and his cabal in the legislature are highly irresponsible and dangerous to this community.
I'm sick and tired of these people who defend. This is not about immigration. That's a legal process that we all love and admire. We, you know, again, you have a right to know who's coming into this country, who they are. They have to have a permission slip. We do not tolerate those who break into our country, just like we don't tolerate those who break into our homes.
Absolutely not. I think the fact that they pose migration as an issue of law enforcement has diverted all of law enforcement, and instead of looking at the issues of crime, it's very clear. The East Valley Tribune documented that Sheriff Arpaio let go a lot of rapists and murderers because he was focusing on prosecuting workers, day laborers.
That's a lie.
And so the real problem here is that Russell Pierce and Sheriff Arpaio have done more damage to our Constitution than anybody else in recent history, and all of those violations are being normalized in order to affect every single one of us. Whether you're blonde and blue-eyed, you're going to feel the impact, especially the resources that are being expended on this when we need health care, we need education, we need infrastructure, and Mr. Pierce instead wants to be a national figure on this anti-immigrant hysteria that has gripped the state of Arizona.
Rick, I got up today in Washington, D.C. at 4 in the morning to fly out here to Phoenix to join statewide clergy here to say this is the problem of harsh enforcement without comprehensive reform. So enforcement that breaks up families is unacceptable to us. Enforcement without compassion is immoral. Enforcement that doesn't recognize a broken system is not going to work. And so I met with families here this morning, and they're terrified. As you say, they can pick folks up if they suspect they might be illegal. Well, you know, there are two signs up at our border. One says no trespassing, one says help wanted. So I met a woman this morning who came here when she was a baby. She's 47 years old now. Her life is here. you know, and people are terrified. They're going to stop people if they forgot their wallet coming to work, if they're legal, and they can put them in jail. So they're not going to stop me. They're not going to stop white-skinned people. This really is a mistake, and I, you know, actually they say, Rick, you can harbor or transport undocumented people. Well, churches harbor and transport vulnerable people all the time. This law will force us to disobey the gospel, and I'm telling you, we are not going to comply.
There's no question, at least in my mind, that a state can have concurrent enforcement of federal laws. There's some limitations on it. But this bill raises a number of troubling constitutional questions. One is this reasonable suspicion standard. Now, that's a standard that comes out of a case called Terry v. Ohio. Mm-hmm. And usually it's easy to figure out. It's when you police see a bulge in a pocket where they believe they see contraband, they have a reasonable suspicion to do a pat down. That's never really been used when it comes to someone's status as a citizen. How on earth do you have reasonable suspicion that somebody is illegal unless you're doing racial profiling? And even with racial profiling, I don't even understand how you could do that. What you're left with would be an arbitrary and capricious system of basically a papers check like we've seen in historically in past countries.
Cardinal Roger Mahoney is a friend of mine. He's a Catholic cardinal. He's a moderate guy. But they're attacking our people here. I mean, in this law, I'm here in Phoenix right now, they've turned loose all law enforcement on undocumented people. That means police out here are against this because they have to now go after mostly harmless people instead of violent criminals. And if your daughter is raped and you're illegal, you're not going to call the police. Mm. So Cardinal Mahoney understands something that we as Christians want to make clear. The body of Christ, as we would call it, is not Latino, Anglo, African-American. We are brothers and sisters. And when they come after our Latino friends, they're coming after us. That's what he's saying. You come after them, you come after us. This is really harsh, the overreaching is inside of the governor here. So let's talk about enforcement with comprehensive reform.
There's a number of provisions that are troubling, including suing agencies for lack of performance, if that would include federal agencies. The Supreme Court has never said that profiling per se is unconstitutional, but they've always said that it can be as applied. And I think that this bill is really begging for a successful challenge. I don't see how you can do this. I don't see how you can have reasonable suspicion in looking at two different people and say, I bet that one doesn't have papers. And I think that courts would have a serious problem with the implications of that, particularly as it's focused on minorities. It's going to be a very arbitrarily applied law. It's poorly crafted. It also is a philosophical change for this country. We rejected the ideas of having papers laws, like Nazi Germany, of having to produce papers to show that you're allowed to be here. And that's precisely what we're doing here. I don't think the Cardinal's analogy is out of line. No one's saying these legislators are Nazis, but they're using a law that we have long felt was offensive in the United States. We didn't like the idea of police being able to stop you and say, prove to me that you can be here.